You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Transformers!
So, you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Today is March 17th, 2010. And with me this week, the crew's a little different this week. We have the usual crew, minus Ender. We miss Ender. Ender is very, very sick. But not in the head.
He's also not feeling very well.
He's a sick, crazy man. But in Ender's stead this week, we have TFG1 Mike from the GeekCast Radio Network. Hey, Mike, thank you for being with us.
Hello.
Hooray.
And JD...
I will absolutely have to curb myself on cursing because all of our shows are explicit, and I know you guys have a PG rating. So.
Yeah, we have kids listening. Go ahead, curse all the way. I'll just edit it out conveniently. No one will ever know. So, JD will be intermittently here because he's having some plumbing problems.
Is that a euphemism?
That is a euphemism.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Bad plumbing.
So, in the news this week,
Fritos will get you, man.
So, do I want to say Dion, which is the way I say it, or Dion, which is
Dion?
So, yeah. Dion will be out in late April. The Transformers Collectors Club. I mean, I'll believe it when I see it. I just expect them to be a little bit late on stuff like that. So, right.
You know, whenever they show up, they show up.
Yeah.
It's a nice surprise.
Now I'm like, holy crap, what's this?
Yeah. I didn't order anything.
It's like a time capsule. You just you leave it and you send it to yourself for like 3 years later and just randomly shows up.
Did I order checks?
Yeah. You don't open it for 3 years and hope you care.
It is exactly. It does look like a checkbook box or a box of checks.
I'm always like, why did they send me checks? I told them I don't want to use them.
True. I'm more interested in Punch Counterpunch than Dion.
Oh, dude, yeah, me too.
Definitely.
I want Punch Counterpunch so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm taking a sip of delicious Pepsi throwback, so forgive me.
No cheer wine today?
I could run out to the building and grab some cheer wine, but I keep that stuff like locked up so that I can't like. You know.
Drink it all the time.
Yeah.
For some strange reason, I want to chime in with the old Diet Coke commercial just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
Dude, I'm good with some Diet Coke, too. I just wish it had some sugar in it. Actually, Diet Coke with Splenda is excellent.
You seem to be more of a Pepsi man.
Yeah, I'm not really a Coke fan. You know, just I'm more of a Pepsi person.
I'm really a Coke guy when I like cross the Mason-Dixon line and like suddenly Pepsi's more prominent and all of a sudden I'm sort of like wait, I guess I should drink Coke now.
So wait, which way are you crossing the Mason-Dixon line? Are you crossing it into the north? Or
yeah. Going into the north where all of a sudden all the signs change to Pepsi and people don't go, you want a Coke? They'll say, would you like a soda pop?
Or yeah. If you get far enough north, they say, want some pop?
Yeah.
No, that's down south.
I grew up saying pop.
We say soda. I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts. Up north, we say soda. We don't say pop.
Around Chicago, where I grew up, everybody said pop.
Well, that's northwest. That's not northeast.
In North Carolina, I grew up saying pop. Now I say soda, so.
I'm from Atlanta, so everything is a Coke. You can be drinking a Big K Lemon Light drink, and it's a Coke.
That's true. Let's see here. The Hub promotional video.
Oh, God.
That sure was there.
Yeah. It is what it is.
That was exciting. It was all
sure
like
clip
kids
video.
Jumping.
I don't know who I said it to. I said it to somebody where it's 95% Discovery Kids, 5% Hasbro. That Transformers logo was on there for at least a half of a second.
Yeah, about a half a second. But we got to see G.I. Joe, My Little Pony. So, I mean, I'm happy.
Yeah, those logos look good.
Yes. Crisp and clean.
Yeah. Like, give whoever did those Illustrator files a raise.
Right. Whoever imported them.
Yeah. It looked very Thumbs G1. Up. Thumbs up, you know, hey.
So, hey, speaking of, John, can you whip us up some neat EPS files of those old logos by chance?
Done and done.
Sweet. John is our genius graphic designer.
Yes, I still have to get a frame for my RFC poster. I haven't been to the store lately.
I need to print up some more of those. I have like a lot of outstanding requests for those posters. Let's see here. New Diablock images. Oh my god.
those are great.
The Optimus Prime is like the most R-word stupid thing I've ever seen.
You don't like that truck?
No, I don't like that truck.
How could you not like that?
He's got look roller skates.
And now he's
it was
got
good enough for Megatron.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's either a truck or like a chair of some kind.
I think he's just kneeling. Oh, wait, he looks like T-Bob.
What?
He looks like T-Bob from a mask.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a horrible, horrible joke.
It is awesome.
The thing that gets me about these now is that they seem to have adopted stickers for the faces.
That's good stuff.
It's a slight cop-out. Just slap a face on him.
Bumblebee looks like he's wearing one of those gigantic backpacks you take hiking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like he turns into Snowcat.
He looks kind of like a really lame security vehicle. That, you know, some, that like a rent-a-cop would drive.
Yeah, mall security.
Yeah.
All Bart.
Wow.
Yeah, let's see here. What else do we have?
That's never been a good idea. That has never been a good idea to combine Legos, basically, and Transformers, really.
I think if they were really Lego, and like Lego was actually, you know, working with Hasbro in tandem, I think that could actually be something that would be pretty good, but
because Lego would make, they would engineer special pieces to make it work better.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, everything be, Lego would, now is unique pieces.
My question would be, who would buy who out? Would Hasbro buy Lego out, or would Lego buy Hasbro?
I don't know if they would have to buy each other out, but I would say that, I don't know. I mean, is Lego like, Lego is an American, is Lego an American brand or is originally or is it?
No, it's still, I think it's still foreign owned.
It's Danish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, so, I mean,
it's still based there, too.
Yeah, I would say that it's probably a larger, like, multinational sort of organization where Hasbro is pretty much U.S., Canada, and Europe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I don't have – Scaleface, if you're out there, buddy, let us know what
– Yeah, we need some cash flow reports.
We pick on Scaleface we pick on Scaleface every episode, but, you know, he's not been around much. Apparently, he got a new job, so he's been, like, really busy. We miss Scaleface.
Yeah, pick on him, man.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. Let's see here. The big news, which just showed up today, Masterpiece Grimlock is now listed in Canadian Toys R Us computers for $70 Canadian. So that's probably like $200 American dollars now in the U.S. economy. So
10,000 yen.
Yeah. So, no, seriously, though, I mean, we'll probably be looking at, what, $80?
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing they were charging for Masterpiece Prime when it first came out.
Yeah, so I'll pay that. I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. I think they look at Grimlock and they see dollar signs because he's a big dinosaur.
He's a big dinosaur.
He's popular.
Plus, yeah. Regardless, you know, the import price for Masterpiece Grimlock was about $150, so yes. You're still doing way better.
Absolutely. And who here paid that? Rob? Mike, did you pay for that?
I don't have any Masterpieces.
None?
None.
Not even Optimus? What?
No, unfortunately not.
Well, I wouldn't even have an Optimus, except I got one on discount.
Yeah, I mean, so. I got mine at Walmart, so.
Well, I think the Masterpiece Optimus came out at a time where, unfortunately, I hate to admit this, but I was kind of out of the Transformers fandom because of Armada.
Yeah, you should be ashamed to admit that.
No, I'm ashamed to admit that I was out of the fandom and I wasn't current, but Armada, whatever.
Cartoon, I can understand that. Toys, so cannot. But,
yeah, you missed out. It's good to have at least one Masterpiece, though.
Yeah. Crap, yeah. I only have two.
Well, as soon as I get $200, you know, an extra $200, I can get the MP04 from Big Bad Toy Store, so.
Yeah, totally. Let's see.
I've got five, and I've paid for one.
How did you swing that? Big gifts.
That's right. I bought the American Masterpiece Prime when he came out. Then my mother got me the Japanese one that following Christmas. And then again bought me the 20th anniversary DVD Prime. And I'm like, great, I got three of the same toy.
Fantastic.
And then girlfriend
Did
bought
get
me...
Did you mugged for any of them?
No.
Girlfriend bought me Grimlock for my birthday last year in Walmart Skywarp for Christmas. She's so pissed off that he's on clearance now.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of sucks. But
she's just like, oh, piece of crap.
How much is he going for?
30.
About 30. Oh, he's worth it. He's totally worth 30 bucks.
Oh, he was worth the normal price.
He's not a bad toy. And the thing is, unlike Masterpiece Prime, where you do need almost like an engineering degree to transform it, you do not even need to look at the manual for Masterpiece Starscream or Masterpiece Skywarp. He's really not hard.
Grimlock.
You do it Grimlock?
Just like his old toy, with just a few extra steps there. I mean, it's almost identical to the old toy.
That's awesome.
It's amazing because it's just like, wow, boy, that old one was terrible now that I think about it.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Oh, no, I'm kidding, Gus. It was still a good toy for its time, but you're just like, man, 25 years worth of technology, they could have made it much better.
Yeah, and they did.
Yeah.
And XV added this last bit of news. Optimus Prime is a pile of junk, literally. It's a Optimus Prime that was basically built from recycled material. We're seeing these pop up all over the place.
That movie's really, you know, used to be just like paper plates and people would draw them and stuff. Now, ever since that movie came out, they're making them out of anything in their front yard.
It's amazing how the movie Optimus Prime design just lends itself so well to being composed entirely of garbage.
Yeah, basically, really, that's true.
Put a couple of car parts and the toy mask on it and you got a Prime.
Basically, you do.
Yeah, make a humanoid-looking form out of crap. There you go. Give me some faces.
That's awesome. Okay. This day in history. JD, we were going to get John to do it when you weren't going to be here, but now that you are, JD.
Is he still here, or is he off
JD
battling?
Okay. Hang on.
I'll pop in
for a second. So, okay, this day in history, March 17th, so this very day, 1997, Toonami begins its run on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, showed Beast Wars. That's
so,
actually
a
where...
a huge day.
Yeah, they showed the agenda. Did they show anything else? I think they showed...
They did a whole week of Beast Wars episodes.
So they showed part one, the agenda. They showed
Code of Hero. We know they showed Code of Hero. We talked about that recently.
And whatever episode came between. So Transmutate, I think, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
What?
Transmutate? Worst episode of that entire series.
You will burn in a deep fire, sir.
Yeah,
that's
Transmutate's like my second or third favorite episode of Beast Wars, yeah.
Transmutate is just...
You will burn in a hellish fire where Munchkins will pull out your toenails, sir.
I'm replacing Ender because I'm taking up his rage.
I don't think Ender would like Transmutate.
No.
I don't know. I'm really going to save my overall opinion on that, but just from thinking about it and just from remember watching it, no.
It's a Rampage episode. There's nothing wrong with a Rampage episode.
Exactly. Besides, everybody knows the worst Beast Wars episode is The Web.
So. I will agree with you there because of the whole spider raping the cat thing.
Actually, now that you mentioned it, that was actually kind of cool.
Kind of
cool. Yeah. So, more recent history, March 15th of 2000, Transmetals was released on PlayStation. So,
ooh,
sorry.
Was not the Nintendo 64 version released at the same time?
That was released as an exclusive to Blockbuster.
Yeah,
it was a Blockbuster.
And
go ahead.
I used to own that, and then I passed it on to Brian.
Yeah, now I own it.
And you haven't played it, have you?
No.
I've got both. All right, so there you go. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody who was in the fandom at that time has a copy of Transmetals floating around.
Yeah, I totally didn't then, though.
I've got both of them, and wow, what a difference that makes. I mean, hey, Cheetor can kick a beach ball in this one, and this one he can't.
So which one's better? I mean, which one's better, would you say?
The PlayStation one's a better game all out, but man, that 64 one had a ton of neat little, like, hidden skins and stuff like that, so... I mean, all the different character colors and all that, that was pretty neat too. But game-wise, yeah, the PlayStation 1 was a... Now, I'm not saying this turd's better than that turd, but... the PlayStation 1 was a better game itself.
Mike just posted
over... Of course, if there had been a release of it on an Xbox, it would have been superior to the Sony version.
Mike just posted a... yeah, that's true. Mike just posted a picture of the spider cat rape, and it is so disturbing. I completely forgot about that. Oh my gosh.
Enjoy that, XP.
That's just the kind of show Beast Wars was.
It was ahead of its time.
That's one of the reasons why I can't stand tarantulas, is because I no, bugs, any kind of bug, just no.
Yeah, we have an awesome fan base, don't we, guys?
Yeah.
Anything remotely sexual, whatever in the show is, there's 1,000 gifs of it at just reach.
We won't even go into the Dirk Dinobot.
And Hooper X had one signed by Scott McNeil, who busted out laughing for like 20 minutes, apparently.
I wonder if Scott McNeil knew that that existed. I guess not.
The way he laughed, according to Hoop, he probably did, just because he's like, oh, y'all weren't supposed to see this.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So Dirk Dinobot. Okay. Just wanted to remind everyone that Big Bad Toy Store has their 15% off sale. Spring's finally here. And it's time for the time-honored spring clearing sale, or cleaning sale. Big Bad Toy Store has cut pricing by 15% on thousands of in-stock items. Discounts are displayed on all eligible items when you browse through their menus. New and pre-order / back-order items are not included, but vintage department items and most graphic novels are. Take a look through any of your favorite product lines for 15% off deals. And don't forget to check them out at tfradio.net/BBTS. There you go.
Oh.
What, Rob?
Oh. Uh-huh.
tfradio.net/BBTS.
Oh! Since you guys are promoting stuff, I'm going to promote ToyCast Episode 50's contest. General Techno from Twitter is going to be giving away a Recon Ravage to anyone. It's going to be a random draw who call and leave us a voicemail or email us an MP3 saying either congratulate us on 50 episodes or if you want to do your own toy review, you're more than welcome to do that through audio format. The voicemail number is 502-526-5821. The deadline for this is Monday, March 29th.
Yeah.
Okay.
While we're promoting, I might as well say we like went up 23 fans this week on our Facebook page. So like I got like a contest for all you Facebook guys and Twitter people. If you follow us and add us, I will high five each and every one of you at BotCon. I mean, that's a prize right there.
That is a prize right there. So
I will wash my hands.
What, Mike?
Oh. I said, oh wait, Rob's not going to sneak us into BotCon in his suitcase.
No, you got to pay like I did.
Yeah. Rob needs a magical suitcase where he can like sneak the whole fandom in the bike.
A big magician's suitcase.
What's wrong? What's wrong, Rob? Cape thing gave me a hernia.
Okay, so let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back here in just a moment.
It Figures is now figurereviews.com. Our name has changed, but our commitment to quality stays the same. FigureReviews.com will continue to bring you the best toy photography and in-depth reviews online. Toy reviews. Photos. Awesome. FigureReviews.com.
Let's talk about video games. So, what was the first Transformers video game? Was it on the Commodore or was it the Return of Convoy for the NES?
I think it was the Commodore one.
I've never actually played the C64 Transformers game.
I've got it around here somewhere.
Really? I have Return of Convoy. I've got the cart somewhere, but I can't play it, so I have to play the ROM. That's like the most frustrating game ever.
Yes, because you can't even see the damn bullets or the star screams or anything.
Yeah, they...
I keep dying. Why do I keep dying?
I think one time I made it like 7 seconds before I died.
You did good.
Did you enjoy those 7 seconds?
No.
It wasn't fun.
The NES game is, the Famicom game is so frustrating, they actually did an episode of, I mean, even, like, by Japanese standards, they did an episode of Game Center CX for Return of Convoy. It's just so it's frustrating to the point of, you know, like insanity.
Angry Video Game Nerd did an episode on it where he played it till he beat it. And he was just literally like the later levels, there's like two levels that are the same level, just reversed.
It sounds like Kung Fu for the NES.
Yeah. It's just that game. I never thought I could scream so loud at a game until I played that game.
Really? I just don't play it. I never got past the first level.
Isn't the Commodore one a strategy game, though?
I don't know.
I saw pictures. Angry Video Game Nerd, same episode, he showed it. It looked like a kind of a tactical strategy type game, but it's all text. There's, you know. She can play Cup.
John, you've got it.
Yeah, I do. I haven't played it in years, and you know, I don't know where it is around here. But I actually bought it when I was a little kid, so I mean, I remember playing it then. And then and then I picked it up again as an adult.
Wow. Did anyone play that Headmasters game that was in Japan?
Yes, that was on the Famicom Disk System.
How was that?
Do
I have to ask?
I enjoyed it a little more than the Return of Convoy, or I still say Convoy because I think that's how the literal translation is, but I don't know. But it was harder to emulate because, of course, you had to have the BIOS for the Famicom disk system and everything, but otherwise, you know, it's not that bad, all things considered.
Does it have at least a life bar?
Crap, I haven't played it in forever.
Because of Return of Convoy! Had a life bar, I would have gotten much further. Because really, all you do is jump over the Decepticons and you're okay. But one shot.
Yeah.
I tried playing the G1 Awakening game on my cell phone, and this is not the iPhone version. This is just every other mobile version of it. And I actually had to delete it off my phone. I could not play the damn thing with the phone controls.
I can't play games unless it's Tetris or Brick Breaker.
I had the 07 movie game on my phone, and that wasn't too bad. But you didn't control where he shot. You played Optimus, of course, and you kind of controlled where he walked, and he controlled where he shot. And aside from that, it was like a game, Sega Master System-esque game.
Huh. What kind of genre was it? Good.
Platform. You pretty much just kept him out of harm's way while he shot at the bad guys.
Let's see. I guess the next game that came out after the Famicom game, actually, it never came out. There was a Super NES Super FX 2 chip-based game that was coming out. Game Pro had a couple of screenshots of it back in, like, 93, but it really never went anywhere. It never came out. I'd heard rumors that it was actually they turned it into another game. I don't know for a fact, however. And there's
speculation.
Yeah, there's no ROMs of it or anything out there, which is kind of sad because I would love to play that.
Yeah. I remember writing them asking the company who made it if they had any information about the game whatsoever so I could write like an article or something. And they literally said, all we can find is that at one time we were going to make a G2 game.
How do they not have a ROM of it laying around? I mean, like a literal physical ROM.
Like, all they have is records that at one point they were going to make a Transformers game, and they have no... If they had information, they weren't willing to share it, but literally they were like, we looked. The only thing we have is paperwork saying at one time we were going to make a Transformers game.
Yeah, with the way those companies change hands and everything, and it's not like that was a big company. That's entirely possible that something was lost or Hasbro, you know, confiscated it or whatever.
Well, I mean, those people that would have been worked on it anyway wouldn't be working there anymore now to begin with.
Yeah, of course. So it probably was erased. It was probably on a floppy disk, and somebody erased it.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. What would have been next? Would it have been
Beast Wars?
Yeah, Beast Wars on the PlayStation and on the PC.
That was a great game. I played a lot of that game.
When did that come out? 98?
99, was
it? 98, 99, something like that.
That was a This Day in Transformers History a few weeks ago.
Well.
That had to be sooner than that, though.
It's a big day. Let's see, according to Wikipedia, it was December of 97 for the PlayStation and May of 98 for the PC and the Mac.
Huh.
Oh, it came out on Mac.
Yeah, wow, boy, I bet that's rare.
Wow.
I'm sure it's better on the Mac, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What did everyone think of the game?
Touch screen.
I played it quite a bit at the time. It wasn't an amazing game whatsoever, but it was one of those, it's Transformers, shut up, I'm playing it.
That's true.
And for the PC version, I don't know about the Mac, the online multiplayer was kind of fun. I mean, it's just deathmatch, but, you know, it worked deathmatch, you know?
Interesting.
Let's see here. Next, it was either the Beast Wars 2 game for the Game Boy Color or Transmetals. I'm guessing it was Beast Wars 2.
I'm guessing because the Metals game first came out in Europe, didn't it? But like a year or two prior to here?
Oh, no, I don't think it came out in Europe prior.
Heard
the
it
Transmetals game was it was Japanese originally.
The fighting game?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the fighting game.
I didn't know that.
Okay, I knew it was foreign, I just didn't know which country to be exact.
But the Game Boy Color game just came out in Japan.
Yeah.
And right, for and a Game Boy Color fighting game, it was not bad at all.
It's pretty good, to be exact. I mean, it's no Street Fighter 2, but you're not getting a better fighting game on Game Boy Color except for Street Fighter Alpha.
Yeah. Actually, did Alpha come out on the Game Boy Color?
Yep.
Wow.
You had to look for it, but it was on it.
Didn't know that.
And I had a ROM of it instead of just going to Walmart and buying it. I just pirated it, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, so that was a fighting game. And you played as, well, I don't remember which characters were selectable. Optimus, Megatron.
Yeah, it's a pretty good cast of them.
The crew that you would expect, really.
Moon was this. Well, Artemis was a secret character, I believe.
I didn't get that deep into the game. I just played it and tried
it
out.
Oh, I did. I just don't know what it said, but I was doing all sorts of crap. I mean, I think Star Upper was in it too, I could be wrong on that one.
Of course, then Transmetals came out. Transmetals was the fighting game. And was it Rave Strike? Was that the person that was the fan that was?
Yeah.
Rave Strike was the voice, got a voice for Pterosaur or somebody?
No, for Windrazer.
Windrazer.
So, the BotCon exclusive?
Yeah, that's right.
Silverbolt.
Yeah, and that came out on the PlayStation 1 and the N64 as a Blockbuster rental exclusive, which they did get exclusives. Like, they got Final Fight Guy for the SNES. So occasionally they would get games like that. So, and plenty of those are on eBay if you ever want to get it for the N64. If you feel bad because you couldn't buy it then, you can get it now.
At the time, you could literally, like a year later, walk into any GameStop and had a stack of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That was a fun
friend
game.
Got me one for my birthday from where he worked at GameStop, and I'm like, I'm betting you paid a lot for this one, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a rare one. And points for anybody who's played this. What about Dream Mix TV World Fighters?
Oh, I wanted to so bad.
Yeah.
Because it's got Simon Belmont and Microman in it, too.
Yeah, and Megatron and Optimus Prime.
What the heck? No, I never played that.
Very nice, yeah. Very nice.
What, now, that is a balanced fight. I got a giant robot and a guy with a whip.
What, yeah. Which system?
From 300 years ago.
Did Konami?
GameCube.
Konami made this?
I think it was like... Hudson. Yeah.
It was Hudson. Yeah, let's see here. Let's see. Here's the roster. Here's the...
Master Higgins is in that, wasn't he?
I think Hudson.
Let's see here.
Hudson's owned by Konami.
Twin B, Power Pro Coon, what is that? Anyway, Solid Snake, Moai. Yeah, FYI, half these things are like Japanese characters you'll never hear of again.
Like Twin B.
White Bomberman, Master Higgins. Let's see, a guy named Yugo.
Master Higgins from Adventure Island?
Yeah, he's a celebrity in Japan, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a real guy.
Well, for some reason, I'm flashing back to Magnum.
You're free to do that. No penalty. And then a bunch of other people, also including, like I said, Prime, Megatron, Microman. Lots of weird, weird characters. Anyway. Oh, and Devastator apparently is in, like, makes a cameo. Yep. Yeah.
Dude, I did not know this existed.
Yeah, it's there.
It's out there. It did happen.
Yeah,
that
it's one of those games that didn't come over here because Captain Posture would have been like, who is this?
Yeah, well, let's see. I did play the Generation 1 game for the PlayStation 2, and it was utter dog crap.
The one, like, Everyone was so stoked to come over here, too. That trailer made its rounds. People were like, I can't wait to get this. When's it coming?
I hate 3D games that have invisible force fields everywhere that you can't go. He's like,
oh, yeah.
Like, you can only go so far, then you are forced you're forced to turn around and go back the other way. It's awful.
What's stopping me? It just keeps going. Why am I... What's going on? Why do I have to return to the playing field?
Yeah, it makes no sense. But that game's not even worth playing. I mean, it's Generation 1. It's decent, you know, PlayStation 2 era graphics. Sorta. I mean...
It looked pretty.
Yeah.
It was okay. If you go on YouTube and watch it, it's really, really monotonous.
It's funny you mention that. I was just looking for it in my favorites, and I cannot find it anymore, so somebody must have deleted it.
The PlayStation 2 game?
Oh, no.
No, the Japanese game. The Japanese G1 movie game that they never released.
Now, I didn't know they were working on one.
This was years ago. Proto Man showed me the link to it. It's basically all footage of G1 movie characters in a battle-type game.
Mm-hmm. It's like Prime kicking a bunch of Seekers in the shin.
So it's a Matrix Forever game.
If you will. Sure.
Insert plot device here.
This Matrix will last forever. Kick!
let me find some footage here.
Well, I don't know if you... I know you guys are going by timeline, but I think where I started playing the TF games is when the Atari 2002 Armada-based game came out.
Yeah, that was a great...
That's
one.
Probably the best Transformers game ever.
Yeah.
Well, not counting the one that hasn't been released yet.
Yeah, true. Given.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We're hoping it will be.
It looks to be.
It looks good, but, you know, I mean, Ender, or JD even pointed out that you can do anything with trailers and videos. Once you actually sit down and play it, that's where it's going to actually, you know, matter.
Go ahead, XV.
No, that's all I was going to say. We'll see.
Yeah. Right now, my only issue with it is that James Remar is the voice of Megatron.
Harry from Dexter. I think that's great. I love Dexter and I love Harry, so I think that's fantastic.
I don't know. I just don't think it fits, but that's just my own opinion.
It sounded decent enough to me. I mean, I was happy with it. It wasn't like Bumblebee where I was like, what?
Yeah.
Let's see here. You mentioned Armada. That was the game that was coming up next.
There's supposed to be a sequel to that got canceled in development.
Really?
Yeah, they were going to make an Energon one from what I remember, and like, it, I guess, got canceled or nothing came of it. But yeah, they were planning to make a sequel, apparently, that was going to be Energon-based.
No, based upon Cybertron.
Okay, I'd heard Energon. Considering the Armada one came out halfway through Energon, it would have been probably good timing.
Yeah, true.
You can hunt for keys. Woo, same engine.
there wasn't a Transformers movie game for the first movie.
Yes, there was.
There was?
Yes, there was.
I didn't play it.
Well, 2007?
There was 7 movies. I completely missed it.
Everything.
You didn't miss much.
Oh, no, I remember people playing it at BotCon. It was also on the DS. There was an Autobot and Decepticon version. Yeah, that came
apparently
out.
The DS version was the one to get.
Yeah, I remember some kids at BotCon when that, in 07. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
My only complaint about both of the movie games is the fact that they had time constraint levels. That is such bull.
You know, if it's Super Mario Brothers, I am totally fine with time constraint levels, but anything else...
Well,
no.
I've got the 360 version and the Decepticons version of the DS one. It's like it tries to be a sandbox type game, but then you take a mission, and next thing you know, you got to like destroy 20 cars in like 5 seconds, and one of the cars always happens to be magically on the other side of the map. Meant you get to it, you know. It's those missions are just. This is why I'm bald. Is this game? I mean, you're screaming like.
I'm so glad I did not waste money on getting the second movie game, because it's basically the same thing.
It's supposed to be better, isn't it?
I've heard it's really good. I want to.
I've heard
it.
It's quite decent.
You know, we're sitting here on a Transformers podcast, and we're all saying, "I heard, I heard." That should be pretty telling that the game is not going to be that great. If like hardcore dedicated Transformers nerds didn't even play it.
Well, there's no reason I haven't played it yet, because 2007 I couldn't wait. 2009, in a few months, that thing's going to be $20.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Especially like used, if you want to pick it up used.
Yeah, if only reason I haven't gotten the PlayStation 2 version or the PSP one is just because I'm like, I'm going to hold up for the 360 one.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's like, it's $39 now. Any day now, you know, it's dropping.
Let's see here. Transformers Animated for the DS came out.
I have it.
Is that any good?
Yeah, I enjoyed playing it.
Did you like Lost Vikings?
Never played Lost Vikings. Is it basically like that?
Yeah. Same idea.
Yeah. You basically tag out, tag in to do stuff.
Yep. Puzzles. Not to mention all the little voices and media stuff in there really kind of added to it. Made like an episode cartoon.
It really feels that way.
It's fun. It gets a little bit.
They would have ported that over.
To port it over to what?
PS2, anything. Anything other than the DS.
Why? You know, no. What's wrong with the DS? It's only the best console.
Nothing wrong with the DS, although I don't have one and I probably couldn't play it to save my life, but just to port it over to a regular system and not just have it as a DS game.
You could port it over to the Wii. No, I guess it could pass for a Xbox Live Arcade game, possibly.
Yeah. The renders blown up would look terrible, but on that tiny screen, they look pretty good.
Yeah, they look decent. They look decent. Mm-hmm. Revenge of the Fallen, of course, just came out. Well, not just came out. What?
Battle Universe came out shortly after the 07 movie game.
Oh, forgot. Yeah,
that was a beautiful game.
Yeah.
That I was so happy to get it and then plugged it in. It won't work on this computer. Won't work on Vista? What? I had to go find a laptop, plug it in, and it's like... And I felt bad because my girlfriend got it for me, too. And I was just like, it's great, honey. You spent a lot of money on this, didn't you?
Man, I completely forgot about Battle Universe.
A lot of people did, just because you don't own it. You just have the thing so you can access it online. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that no more. So, hey.
Tough luck.
Yeah, you played it when you played it.
Man, that's going to be like status quo in 5 years. It's going to be kind of sad.
I don't like that, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Revenge of the Fallen, it's okay.
You know, you can say all you want about whatever videos we've seen from War for Cybertron. You know, I just think that's going to be the Transformers version of Arkham Asylum.
I hope so.
And Brian had my back on. Hi, I'm back, everybody. Brian had my back on this a minute ago. My point is that, I mean, again, XP is absolutely right. We will see. And the reason I say that is because I was so fired up for The Force Unleashed. And everybody was saying about that game, this is going to change video games. This is the game we've been waiting for. This is the next gen revolution. It came out and it blew. So, you know, hyping the game is not going to help. When it comes out, if it's good, awesome. I want it to be a great game. But I'm not going to overhype this game so much that when it comes out, it won't live up to the expectations, because that's exactly what happened to The Force Unleashed. It was overhyped, and when it came out, it totally didn't meet the expectations that was laid in front of it.
Now, JD, who did the hyping, honestly? Like, was it the fans hyping it up
to
themselves?
No, it was totally their fault. I mean, it was absolutely LucasArts' fault. They, from day one, set out and said, oh, yeah, this is an amazing game. There was this whole video of the developers sitting around, and they're like, what is it we're trying to do? Create a game where you're kicking people's ass with the Force. And they had this like mantra. It was insane. And so they built up this game to be something incredible. And the fans got into it too. I mean, they had that whole trailer for it where the main character is like standing in the middle of the city and uses the Force to pull down a Star Destroyer. But it's all video. That's not gameplay. And the gameplay mechanics just didn't lend it to being a great game. And that's what I'm not saying that Wars for Cybertron is going to be like that. I'm just saying that until you get the game in your hands, you don't know if it's going to be great. I hope it's Arkham Asylum level. That would be fantastic. I just don't want to overhype it and have it be The Force Unleashed.
Yeah, I mean, you're totally right with that, too. And, you know, for me, there's aspects about the PS2 game which I don't think can ever be replaced for me or replicate in another game, unless War for Cybertron happens to have a whole level set inside another Transformer. I mean, you know, that was one of the really appealing
coming
parts
in.
For me about that was a really appealing part for me about the PS2 game, that you could actually have a level that was mostly inside Tidal Wave and ship mode. You know, that was handled really well. I'd like to see that done again. But, you know, there's just the certain charm of that game, and I think that's why so many people regard it as possibly the best Transformers game so far. And I'm just not sure we're going to get that again with War for Cybertron.
I really hope it comes out to be a good game, but this is one of those things where I'm like, not only is we getting a whole bunch of hype, I've said before that this is a shallow fandom, and I'm going to say it again, and me, mind you, I'm a member of this fandom, and I fall to the same victim. It looks cool. You know, at that, we're like, wow! Remember how awesome War Within looked? And then you read it? And well, this looks awesome. Right. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's a modern game by Activision, and it's a licensed title. Let's see if the actual game, because all we're seeing is video. All we're seeing is video. We see like a half a second of Optimus gameplay, and then back to door, and back to the video. Can I see what the game looks like now? Other than Optimus with an axe, what does Bumblebee look? You know, I want to play the game, and then I'll form a description.
You know, I think the difference is with this is number one, you actually have Transformers fans working on it, let alone. It's not tied to
awesome.
Yeah,
it's not tied to Michael Bay, thank God. You know, I mean, that's my main thing. Is it's an independent game of the movies, and it's obviously going back to what a lot of us really enjoy, which is G1, the first 2 years of G1. Now, whether the gameplay is going to be good or not, we don't know yet, but just, you know, like you guys are saying, I'm going to echo the same thing. It looks awesome, and we as fans cannot help but overhype it because it looks so damn good.
My biggest worry about it being a G1 game, and not because it's great. This is a good idea. Get G1, because for some reason, nothing can move past the first 2 years of that cartoon in most people's minds.
I did.
Yeah,
I moved past
exactly.
It.
I'm good.
Nothing else can happen, but you know what? This isn't set in those 2 years, so how many people are still going to be like, that's not right, that's not the real Transformers?
Yeah.
Bet you a lot of people will.
The guy at GameStop is going to be like, dude, that's not Transformers.
Yeah. If it's not Boxformers, it's not G1. So
yeah, and I'm worried about that for its own good.
But
you know, I'm wondering if that image of the Shockwave model, if that wasn't mirrored. Because somebody was complaining about the fact that his vacuum gun-looking thing was on the wrong arm.
His dustbuster hand.
Yeah.
Oh, he's leaving footprints.
Hey, so...
Oh, Ravage knocked his ball over again.
So did we have Twitter theater this week?
We did.
Did anybody watch it?
You sound sad.
No.
I didn't watch it, and I picked it.
Yeah, that is sad.
Man, Twitter Theater is on live support, dude. We got to do something.
Yeah, I've been
we
got to
spice it up here.
Yeah.
Are there any episodes that you've been just itching to share, Rob?
Yeah, but I can't find anything with Tommy Kennedy other than that clip from The Touch.
Okay. I have all this on DVD. I will post it to YouTube this week.
Woo-hoo. Didn't you say that last week?
I said I would think about it.
And he did.
This is more of a commitment.
Doesn't that infringe on the copyright stuff?
Yes.
Copyright.
We don't know what you're talking
about.
No,
he's old. Who cares?
If Hasbro doesn't like it up there, they'll tell me to take it down.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, isn't Tommy Kennedy like 40 years old now or something?
Probably a virgin still, too.
That's me on YouTube. Don't take it down.
You know, I wish I could find Headmaster RTMs on YouTube and VO like that. But, you know, I've got the Master Force and the Victory ones on VCD floating around here. I want to find those and put them up because those are brilliant also. I mean, not just because of I'm Optimus Prime, I'm from Japan, but Victory is just like, hey, you guys, wait up for me.
It's literally all over the map.
Yes. The Dino Force, that the one, the lazy Triceratops, these, hey, guys, wait for me. Why are you running so fast? I think by Victory, they only had like two guys to do it by then because it's probably just like, I am Star Sable. I am Death Zaris.
That's actually really accurate.
Yes.
We used to play the heck out of the RTM1 stuff back in the day. That was before YouTube, though. It's like when TF Extreme or whatever website was posting all that stuff.
I wish I, my only DVD player I got that can run VCDs anymore is the one I got, like, in 2000. That's the size of a house. I need to dig that thing out so I can watch those things on my HD or something. Just see how terrible they look. But, you know, just, man, I don't want to sit in front of my computer to watch a DVD, you know? And I've got the whole series on a VCD where I've got to watch 4 episodes in blocks.
Hmm.
Yeah. They didn't even bother. Didn't even bother to break it up into splits. Nope, big four episodes blocks on each CD.
I'll hook you up, Rob.
Awesome.
Okay, so what was the episode that we picked?
Episode 4, Unite, Multiforce. I love the praising, too. Unite, ... Multiforce.
It's okay. Dramatic.
So what happens to this episode?
The Multiforce United. I think Deathsaurus kind of looked cool, and I could be wrong, but Leo Kaiser probably did something kind of Starscream-y.
Did anybody hit Megatron with a car?
No, Rhinox farted.
You know, if Hydra's listening, he's probably cursing us.
For our disrespect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember how awesome Victory looked like till you watched it?
When you watch the first episode of the first 2 minutes of Victory, you're like, this is like what I always dreamed that Transformers could be. And then it wasn't.
I remember for the longest, like, Victory, Beast Wars 2, however you pronounce it. All these Japanese shows, all I would see is images and descriptions. And, you know, we all got the toys and all that. Man, I got to see this show. I've got to see this show. Now watch, I was like, oh.
Somebody is typing with purpose.
Yes. There's some hardcore typing going on.
That's right. There's some passion going on here.
Sorry.
Mike's talking with his girlfriend.
No.
It's what Rob usually does.
Yeah.
She's, Rob she's
usually
kind of
giggles. He doesn't really like pound the keyboard. He just kind of smiles.
He does sometimes.
Himself.
Yeah, he does sometimes.
Yeah, that's
he
typing.
You know, like when they're cybering or something, you know.
So they unite in this episode.
Multiforce, nice, unite. Right. Okay, let's unite. All right, guys, let's form together and make the Multiforce. All right, all right.
Who are you?
There's the fellow over there. Let's shoot him. All right.
Oh. No! You accursed Death Autobots are.
I want to redub animated like that.
Yes, we were talking about doing that.
Yes.
XV and I have been... Actually, I guess I was writing the script and I never really did it.
Nice job.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, okay.
Golf clap.
Okay, so, yeah.
I'm sorry. Bobby, I like my name. Ha 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 ha. I'm going to print that.
I'm Wally. Where's Wally going?
Where's Wonko?
So, let's go ahead. I guess we can just sort of kill it. It's already dead.
apparently, we're done.
So, I'm sitting here eating a Lunchable.
What kind of
Brian,
Lunchable,
I think
Brian?
You need to go on a Cheerwine bender before a new Soundwave.
Yeah, I do. It's a pepperoni pizza Lunchable.
Delicious.
You know, this kind of says something for our show. We were doing this, so, you know, we had a rhythm down and everything, and then Ender goes, and now Ender's not here on episode. We're like, what do we do now?
That's what I'm here for. Spontaneity. Yeah.
All right, get mad about something and rant for 10 minutes, would you?
Yeah. Okay, that works.
Yeah, see, that's the secret to RFC right now. We don't really have much content, but Ender drags it out forever.
And it makes it really good.
That blind rage.
It's quality listening. It's good radio.
It's like us trying to... It's like Ender's on like a drunk, and we're trying to cool him down for the whole hour.
I'm like not
hyper. I could have raged about the whole James Remar is Megatron thing. I mean, come on.
That's kind of a lame thing to get raged on, though. I mean, like, the Maddie...
All right, it's a lame thing to get raged on, but still, it's like, holy f***, the guy that voiced Hawkman in Justice League is playing Megatron. They could have gotten David Kay. They could have gotten Gary Chalk, who voiced G1 Megatron in Beast Wars. Even though it's probably not going to sound as great, they could have gotten Frank Welker. There's 1,000 other voice actors that could have pulled off a G1-esque Megatron than James Remar.
But they suck.
They're not, they're not going for a G1 Megatron. They're going for a...
War for Cybertron Megatron.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're going for a War for Cybertron / movie Megatron. Look, and we say G1. This is a combination G1 movie universe that we're in.
They're trying to sell. They're not trying to sell this to Transformers fans. They're trying to sell it to the people who half remember G1, who wear the Hot Topic T-shirts. They're like, oh yeah, I love Transformers. Oh my God, Transformers is the best thing ever. What's your favorite episode? You know the one where Optimus Prime killed Megatron? He like ripped out his throat. That's like my favorite episode. They're selling it to those people.
Yeah, and remember that Peter Cullen is Optimus for the new generation, because he's Optimus in the movie. That's what they're going for.
I should have dubbed this whole thing by myself. War, it's coming. It's coming. All right, hey, Bumblebee, come over here. I'm coming, Prime. All right, Optimus Prime. Prime, what do we do? I'm Optimus. I'm the leader of the Autobots. Oh, no, there's Megatron. Prime!
Rob is drunk, ladies and gentlemen.
This is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, so check out our other podcast, tfradio.net. We have New Sound Wave, which is our general geek podcast. We have Fanboy Versus, which is our comic book podcast. We have Superhero Time, which is our Super Sentai and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers podcast.
Sentai.
We have Outside the Cage, which is a wrestling and MMA show. And we also have RFC Throwback, which never gets updated. Hey, Mike, how can we... what all podcasts do you have going on these days?
Oh, boy. We have so many of them. Let's see. Toycast, Beast Unleashed, Tooncast, Movie Week in Review, All Things Transformers, The Secret Origins Podcast, Geekcast Radio Podcast, GCR and Wars, which hasn't even launched yet, CobraCast, which hasn't even launched yet. There's just so many.
How do you find time to sleep?
He doesn't.
Sleep is for the weak.
Or the sane.
Yeah. I recorded and put together 4 episodes this morning. I should rephrase. I recorded 1 episode today and I put 4 together.
Yeah, I don't have that much time.
I do, but I don't.
Rob is busy videoing it up. So, let's see here.
I really need to get to work on that Devastator video.
You're doing a Devastator video?
Yeah, I've got the Walmart Legends one. I'm planning to do like a mini-series, but I posted my cat punching my scoop, and that's about all I did this weekend.
Wow. Okay,
a full week for you there, Rob.
Yeah, don't forget, New Soundwave now airs live every Wednesday around 9:15. Eastern Daylight Time, and we will have a live Radio Free Cybertron last day of the month, March 31st, Wednesday, around 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So check that out if you want to be on. Email Brian at tfradio.net. Let me know your Skype handle. I'll give you details on how this will work. Tell me what, most importantly, tell me what you want to talk about. We're not just bringing you on to talk. We want to know, you need to have, like, something you want to talk about, and we'll bring you on, and you'll talk about it.
Transformers.
Yeah. So, and that's it. So, we'll see you next week. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening.
Okay, then.
Oh, that's Radio Free Cybertron, mate.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron, with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.